8:42 Today FM, Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Big story to hit the airwaves yesterday was our mate Arj Barker, great comedian, telling an audience member to leave his show because her baby was making too much noise.
Well, you told us about this before it became a major headline and made world headlines. You said that, and you didn't think it would blow up as big as it has.
No, I didn't, but I thought it would not blow up. But I did speak to Arj about it, and we've got Arj, and we will get the mum on as well. But Arj, we'll start with you, mate. When I rang you yesterday and you told me you're about to get cancelled, I was like, what's the story? And you told me the story, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was surprised how big this thing got. I mean, it's actually now the second biggest hush trial in the world. it's been intense, you know. I mean, I was sad when I watched the last episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I didn't know I'd be living it, you know, in less than a week. It's been something else. I'm really happy to set the record straight on a couple things, real quickly. The breastfeeding thing was a non-issue. It should be inadmissible. I cannot see the audience that well from the stage to know what she was or wasn't.
Yeah.
That was never anything to do with anything. When you know, for folks that don't know, if you're looking into an audience from a lit stage, it's like looking into a dark room while someone shines a flashlight in your face. Yeah. You can't see a lot. You can make out shapes, and I was able to discern probably a woman holding a baby. That's it. It was purely about an audio disruption of my show was going to be untenable for another 50 minutes because I'm in a quiet theater setting. This is not about my train of thought, as has been suggested. That's also disinformation. I can focus fine. Husey, you know, we both done Adelaide.
Yeah, it can be noisy. Adelaide, there's no doubt.
That's like the Olympics of focus, okay?
Because you're in a tent and you've got people outside cracking whips and you've got, like carnival rides right next to you, people screaming. So, yeah.
And you have decades of training to focus through all kinds of things. This is about the audience being able to have an immersive experience and watch a show and not be distracted. And for me, I don't like seeing my jokes get robbed of their attention and getting much less response.
Now, on that topic, Arj, and the woman in question, I talked to you, I told you that there was a baby in my audience earlier in the festival, but I didn't realize it was the same baby. So are you aware that that baby also went to my show as well?
Well, only because you mentioned it was a possibility the other day while you were telling me that you were also jealous of all the media attention I was getting.
There's no doubt I'm jealous of all the media attention you're getting, but I had the same baby in the audience. She has said that she was at my show as well. And I remember during that show, I reckon I said to her, chuck the baby on your boob. Actually,
as in to help quieten
the child.
I said, yes,
get your boob out.
Oh, okay. Well, sure. Well, that's,
Can I ask one quick question here? Because
ask me anything you want.
Oh, thank you, sir. So she said, this is a key difference in the interview. So she's been saying in the interviews that when she went and saw Husey, the baby was, quote, gurgling and laughing. So gurgling and laughing is very different to crying, isn't it? I've had babies. It's very different. What was the baby doing in your show that was distracting? What were the noises?
Well, in my memory, neither. It wasn't crying or screaming. It was kind of talking.
Yeah.
It was like going like gaga gaga gaga. Now that might not seem like much, but again, I'm in a theater setting where you can hear a pin drop. The acoustics of the Athenaeum are sensational.
Right.
And if I can hear she said, well, the baby wasn't making noise. Well, I heard it. So how would I have known that there was a baby there if I didn't hear it? And if I can hear it, how can at least 100 other people seated around her?
Right.
There's no question that it doesn't take much. If
absolutely.
Somebody was talking at normal conversation level, you would hear it. You'd say, can you not talk? What are you doing? Don't talk. We're doing a show.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Right,
this isn't about babies and theaters. This is about an audience member who is talking during the show. Unfortunately, it was a really tiny audience member, but I didn't feel good about it. But I thought, you gotta go.
Yeah, people I think are on your side here, but we have Trish
don't
we?
Trish. Trish, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Now, Trish, this has been an extraordinary story for Australia. Basically, have you ever been embroiled You're on TV right now. You guys, both you and Arj, you've been on TV all last night and all today.
It's been all morning.
Crazy.
Arj has got a bit more experience than me at that, so he's running an advantage.
Now, Trish, is this your first controversy, like media controversy in your life?
Yes, definitely.
All right.
And hopefully the last, to be honest.
Trish, we've got Arj here on the line. Did you guys have anything you wanted to say to each other? Did you have anything you wanted to say to Arj or Arj?
I'd love you guys to make peace here. And I think Arj would love that as well. So, Trish, can you and Arj just have a chat here for a second?
Okay. Hi, Trish.
Hi, Arj. I'm sorry that you were disrupted by my baby. But I do feel that you could have been a bit nicer about how you went about it. And maybe, like, told some of your audience members that it's not okay to yell abuse at people as they're leaving your show. Because I really feel that it speaks to, you know, how women are treated. In general, and you know, I know people will think I'm a hysterical woman because some people will always think that no matter what. But had you just like, you know, made it clear, it is hard to tell when you're not joking, Arj. You're a comedian, you know.
Absolutely.
And I would have been more than happy to leave. I was not there to interrupt the show. I was there to enjoy it, as I've enjoyed many of your shows in the past, pre-children. So yeah, it was just a bit, not just a bit, it was extremely disappointing how you handled it and how you let it just get out of hand. And, you know, you offered me a refund of $25, but, you know, I'd rather give me a leave with my dignity, basically.
So, Arj, what would you say back to that? Do you look at it differently now?
Well, tickets are $42 for one thing.
I got them on sale, luckily.
Okay.
But Arj, what would you say to Trish's kind of take on what happened?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I know how a conversation works. I would say, well, Trish, thank you. I really want to try to listen to that. And I think your daughter wants to say a couple words too.
Yeah, that's the four-year-old. I wouldn't bring her to your show, don't worry.
I wouldn't bring her to anybody, actually. I want you to know that in a million years, and I would never condone anyone hurling abuse at you. At the time that happened, we're in a position it's easy to think something's about you, and we're all in that experience. I think the word is sonder. It's an interesting word. It means that everyone's in their own film. You know, everyone's doing their own.
Everyone's
the star of their own film.
They are.
And at the time this chaos was ensuing, I thought those people were yelling at me, like, rack off. You know, how dare you kick her out? Because
really?
I was also copying it from a few people towards the front. The women sitting in front of you were telling me off. And it was sort of that thing where I really didn't know that was going on, or that you felt that they were yelling at you. And also, I didn't sense that it was sustained. It was sort of a, people yelled, they yelled, and then it was done. Now, whether or not you experienced that differently, I just want you to know that it was a very hectic couple minutes for me too. My concern at that point,
you know, you're up on stage. I understand that. You've got 35 years of experience at this age. I don't have any.
Absolutely. And my concern was that I felt really bad about it, and I was trying to convey that to you, that it was personal, and that I know the refund doesn't account for a lot, but I also want to not just offer you the refund, I want to offer your beautiful daughter a ticket to my show, post-dated 2039, if that's okay, because I don't, people say, Arj, would you do anything differently? I wouldn't have gone to work that night.
I hope so, Arj, because that's the point I'm trying to... I hope that you would have handled it a bit differently.
Trish, I'm going to bring myself in here, Trish, because you have been saying publicly that you saw my show and I handled it differently. You've said that, haven't you?
I did say that, Husey, and I really enjoyed your show, by the way, just because you were nice to me. Although you did make some awkward jokes and I was embarrassed, but that's okay.
Yeah, I was talking about put the baby... I think I said put the baby back on the boob, but I mean, Trish...
Yeah.
Probably. Were you empowered to go to other shows after I dealt with what I dealt with or not? Do you know what I mean? With the baby.
Yeah, I think maybe that was part of it, because I thought, okay, because I was a little bit hesitant coming to your show. Then when I got to the venue, I was like, I didn't really research this very well.
Yeah, so look.
Nobody said anything going in, so I was like, I'm just going to roll with it, see what happens.
Trish,
your
baby was part of my show, no doubt about that, and it was a lot of fun. But if your baby had kept talking during my show, I might have also sort of tried to get you to move out of the venue.
Well, you wouldn't have had to, Dave, because when they tried to seat us when we walked in, I specifically said to the usher, I'm just going to sit here, so if I need to leave, I can.
Right, so the positioning and Arj, the baby should not have been in the fourth row. That's fair to say,
no,
isn't it? That's
crazy. That was unfortunate with the allocated seating. Yeah. And if I knew I had a choice to sit elsewhere, I would have definitely taken them up on it.
Yeah, babies near the exit. Babies near the exit's one thing about going to any show.
The exit, but I was near the end of the aisle, but I wasn't. So I thought I can walk out still, but I was too far forward, obviously.
Just one more point.
Alan Marnie was there. She's a comedian. She witnessed it. She spoke about what she saw, and she's being personally attacked for it. That's my baby crying now. Personally attacked for it. And nobody is sort of saying, hey, this is actually the problem. This is highlighting the problem.
Right, yeah. The internet is crazy, by the way.
It is crazy. But I'd also say, like, we've had Arj on twice now on this show, and he shut me down on both occasions. So maybe sometimes the way that he speaks to people doesn't always come across that well. I'd say that.
Oh, okay.
Well, have a good day, everyone. Funny, take care.
I've had an experience that you've talked over me well, so.
Well, you know, I'm a radio host, Arj. So like you say, oh, I know how to have a conversation, but like we're trying to facilitate a chat on air that's a little bit awkward and has a bit of history. So I'm just trying to do my job like I was last time you came in and you were quite rude to me again. So look, that's my observation. Take care.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I apologize.
No, all good.
It's all happening, fair to say. And everyone's had their
say. Well,
I'm
happy to cop it once, but that second time was actually rude.
Yep. Absolutely.
Thank you, Trish. Thank you, Arj. Should I have him?